Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We have an Aaron here, who is currently sort of standing, holding on to me, and we have a Mr. Joe, sat across there on the couch.
Hi.
So, I am sending you a boo to tell you all about this this wisdom tooth, I'm afraid. I went there at 6:20 last night. Wasn't possibly being seen until 8:20. That's perfectly fine. Now, I was sat upstairs where all the nonsense was going on because this guy was taking other people's tooth out and whatever else. And I heard the way he was with some people, and I also heard some of the things that were going on. So the first thing that probably concerned me was that there was two people who he actually had to stop mid-pulling, as it were, or drilling, or whatever the hell it was he was doing, and give them another shot because he hadn't numbed it properly. So that was the first thing that concerned me a little bit. I figured I could possibly get round that by making sure that he gave me extra before we started or whatnot. So that's what I was going to do. Now, this young girl came in, basically, and as it happened, it was right in the room that I was sat next to. So I got a clear... I wasn't clear earshot of the conversation and whatever else. So he basically walks in and he basically says, he says, you've got, you know, you need to get rid of your wisdom tooth and you'll probably need to get rid of the tooth in front of it. He said, I know they said they could save it, but root canals really aren't all that. So I can take out both of them for you. Now, he says, I have to tell you, he says, yes. He says, you're going to need time off work because your mouth's going to swell up really bad. And he says, oh yeah, he said there's a nerve ending down there in the cheek as well. And he says it could cause permanent damage. And he says, the way you'd really know is if your lip's still numb after about a year, it's just not coming back. And he was as brash as that. Seriously, he was. I'm not making this up at all. It was... the guy's got no bedside manner. It's as simple as that. However, I suppose a lot of people may appreciate the fact that he's just being straightforward. But the way he puts it across is just like it's fact. He doesn't really care because it doesn't affect him. That's the thing. So, she walked out. And so it came to me. And he was going to run on my gum. And for those of you who don't know, but a lot of you do, I'm terrified of needles and dentists anyway, and whatever, I really am, or medical procedures, that is probably a better way of putting it. I just don't deal with it well. And I said to him, I said, listen, mate, I said, the thing that's worrying me at this stage is the fact that, you know, because I've already got a sore mouth and I can't really open it, and I said, the antibiotics are supposedly going to take care of that. I said... I don't know if I'll be able to open my mouth wide enough for you to do the work, because in all fairness, I do struggle sometimes to get a spoon in just to eat cereal off it, as the way things are at the minute. And he's like, yeah, it should be alright. He said it'll numb it and whatever else. But again, it's like he didn't really care. So I just thought, you know what? I'm going to leave. I'll come back on Wednesday when I don't have a sore mouth or whatever. Because, you know, he was kind of non-committal. It should be all right. Well, I'm sorry. If you're going to pull my tooth out, I need to know as much as you can possibly tell me that it definitely will be all right. Should's not good enough for me. Especially, I've sat there for a couple of hours. I've heard people yowling in pain because you haven't numbed their mouths enough. And then I see the way that you talk to that girl. So, I don't know. You can put me down as a pussy or whatever you like. I don't really know. That's kind of up to you. But that's what happened, and I am going back on Wednesday at 5:00 to have the job done, and hopefully my mouth won't be sore at this point. So, the tooth is still in my mouth, and should he get out of hand, I might bite Mr. Joe with it before Monday. Other than that, I guess it's on borrowed time. So, there you go.